Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. It's all there for you for free. And thanks to our corporate partners. We appreciate them. We hope you do too. Sam Norwood is our guest and our good friend. Sam is senior partner with Tatum Partners. Used to be Tatum CFO Partners. Now it's just Tatum Partners. And he is one of the guys who joins us once a month to give us a little report on how things are going in the economy. And today we're going to do exactly that. But we're going to blend in some of our thoughts, mine and his, on what all this election that we've just had, what that's going to mean as we look forward into the future for the economy. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back. We enjoy doing this about once a month.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Sam, let's begin this visit by talking about what your partners. You've got about 500 to 600, if I'm not mistaken, partners who are chief financial officers, chief information officers around the country. These are people that work for you, but they are part-time to full-time for businesses who want that kind of management power. They want a high-powered CFO or CIO without having to actually adopt them full-time. And you guys help them with put that out there. And so once a month you poll these guys to see how they're doing out there. How is business? How is the environment around the business that they're working in? How's it looking out there? And they tell you, they go back 30 days and forward 60 days, right?
That's right. These are people, you might characterize our firm as being an executive services firm, where we provide executives primarily in financial and information technology areas to fulfill roles and to do projects for companies in virtually every industry, and large and small, and in every region of the country. And so of these about 600, we poll them to see what, with the clients that they're working with and in the areas where they are, what's happening now, looking back 30 days and looking ahead 60. And what they're telling us is that they turn from a six-month decline occurred in September and continued in October on a positive note. So we think that while we would have looked back 2 months ago and thought, we may be heading for recession today, we think not. We think that the growth has slowed and will continue to be on a slower note for the balance of the year, but no recession.
But as I have said before, Sam, with you and with others who have joined me, what we're talking about is we slowed down from 140 miles an hour to 80 miles an hour.
Well, we slowed down to something that is legally sustainable, and So that's correct.
The economy is now street legal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in the early part of 2006, you know, we were growing at 5 and 6% a year annual rate, and that slowed down in the second quarter to about half that, and then in the third quarter slowed down to about half of that, 1.6% rate. And we think that with that lower, around the 2% rate, is okay. It's coming down from a really fast pace earlier in the year, but it's sustainable, and it helps keep inflation in check. So we think it's good for the long term, as well as and not so bad for the short term, although it seems painful, and particularly in some industries like residential housing, that is most affected right now in the slowdown from the excess pays.
Now, ordinarily, Sam, any party that was in power, total control over the entire government, the federal government, that had the kind of economic numbers that this, that the Republican Party had, ordinarily those kinds of numbers would cause them to not only return to power, but maybe to even sweep over the other party and gain even more seats, get even more power. The voters would be saying, wow, we love this economic condition. We want more of this. So if we have more Republicans, that must mean we'll have more success. Well, folks, it didn't turn out that way. And when we come back, I want Sam to help us develop why it didn't turn out that way.
We'll talk about that.
The truth is the Republicans got spanked last night. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingale, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Mr. Sam Norwood. Sam, give us your website, please.
Website is www.tatumllc.com.
All right. Check that out, folks. That's where you can find out about their organization and how they work and how you might be able to take advantage of what they do and where their people are. Does it show the different locations that your partners are?
Exactly, and biographies of all the partners as well, so they can find out who is close and who. It's likely that that people are in your own community that you may not know that they are Tatum partners yet.
Exactly.
But you find them on the website.
Right, Sam. We've talked about where we've come from, and we kind of all know that now. But let's talk about where we're going. What do your people say about the next 60 days?
The next 60 days look very good in the sense that it's positive, no recession. More of the we see the next 60 days much like we've seen the last 30 to 60 days, which is a relatively flat, not highly robust, but not declining kind of economy. We saw, for example, in retail and wholesale, only kind of a lukewarm condition, and so Christmas we think will be moderate, but not a great blowout, but not bad. And the services sector, by the way, is doing really well. We also it matters to some degree by region, and we found that the northeastern part of the United States is more robust than, let's say, the Pacific coast. And we attribute that difference primarily to differences in the residential housing industry that are affecting California to a greater degree than they are affecting the Northeast.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Well, let's talk about some political things that could happen, that are likely to happen over the next 6 months or so. I know you guys only go out 60 days, and the new Congress won't convene until beyond 60 days, and so we can talk about this some more in the months ahead. But I'd like to one of the things that I think is going to happen. I'd like to get your opinion on. The very first words out of the soon-to-be Speaker Pelosi's mouth, and she was totally consistent. All the Democrats were completely consistent. We've never wavered from this one moment. They've always told the American public that they were going to do this, and I think that they intend to do it, and that is raise minimum wage. And, Sam, I am diametrically opposed to the concept of minimum wage, let alone raising minimum wage. I don't like the idea of the government setting prices of any kind, including wages. And at a time when unemployment is going down, and it's now 4.4%, which is beyond full employment, the idea of minimum wage is totally illogical. are increasing minimum wage is totally illogical. So here's the thing, though. I believe that well, even if they don't get the, even if the Democrats don't get the Senate, I believe that by May 1st, there will be an increase in the minimum wage nationally.
Well, let's look at in a little broader perspective. Let's look at what it really means to have a change in the power in the House and perhaps the Senate. We don't know this. You know, the Senate
it's not
is
looking
still,
good for the still,
the jury's out on that. But let's say the House changes. Well, what that means is that the committee heads within the House change. But does that mean that all of a sudden there will be Democrat-led legislation that will now pass that would have failed before? And I really don't think so. And here's the reason why. If you look back at the previous Congress, which was Republican-led, it is regarded by politician pundits as being largely a do-nothing Congress. It didn't get much accomplished because the votes are so close between the Democrats and Republicans.
Yep.
And when you split the party lines, then rarely do things get done. And the same thing is likely to be in the new Congress, which will be, yes, the majority will be a Democrat. It probably also means it'll be a do-nothing Congress for the next 2 years.
But, Sam, with regard to minimum wage, it won't be, and here's why. The Democrats control the House. That means they can pass it out of the House. They don't have to have the Republicans to go along with them to pass it out of the House. There is no filibuster in the House. When it gets to the Senate, even if the Senate is somehow maintained by the Republicans, it'll be by the skin of their teeth, by one vote probably at the most. And even with that, there aren't enough Republicans in the Senate who understand the economy. They truly don't understand. I'm convinced that most politicians in Washington do not understand how the free market economy works. And they're not that convicted that minimum wage is bad for us, and they will roll that one out under the bus. They'll let that one go.
Well, they might very well. The minimum wage, you know, was never intended to be a living wage for a person raising kids and having a family.
But that's not what the Democrats think, and
they're wrong about that.
They are wrong, but that's not what they think. And I'm going on record right now. May 1st, the United States will have a new federal increase in minimum wage, folks. That's my prediction. 10-10, we'll be right back. We're going to let Sam make the next prediction right after these messages.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood with Tatum LLC. And that's TatumLLC.com. Is that right, Sam?
That's correct.
TatumLLC.com. And you were just telling me off the air that your members, your partners now have grown to over 700. Is that right?
Yes, 700 professionals.
Wow.
We're making acquisitions of companies with professionals who are in the financial area, but not necessarily chief financial officer material right now. For example, controllers and financial analysts are now coming into our group because we're adding to the depth of services we can offer in executive services to companies on a rental basis, you might say, an outsourced basis of executive talent.
Well, good for you and folks. And you know, Sam, if I'm not mistaken, when you started appearing on my show, you guys had about 300 partners.
Yeah, if that.
If that. So, you know, I'm so glad I was able to help you out here, Sam.
Well, we're really grateful for your help, and couldn't have done it without you, Jim,
without
your support of your people who listen to your show.
Look where you would have been without this show, Sam.
Can't imagine.
Hey, Sam, what are you guys saying about the next 60 days?
All right, next 60 days look good for us, medium good. Not great, but fine. And you remember last month we said, well, we think we are not heading for recession. You said, well, you heard it here first, folks. We're more convinced than ever that we're now that the Fed did call it right in August. They've stopped the increases. In fact, the most likely next move of the Fed is to decrease interest rates because the short-term rates are lower than the long-term rate. Mm-hmm. We call that an inverted yield curve. And somehow that cannot last forever. Either long rates have to come up or short rates have to come down. And we think it's more likely right now that short rates will come down and long rates are quite a bargain by historical mm-hmm. standards.
Yep.
If you've got a 10-year treasury that is less than 5%, let's say 4.7%, my gosh, would you commit funds for mm-hmm. 10 years
no.
for a 4.7% annual return?
Nope.
Those of us who've got some gray hairs would find that just astounding. And yet mm-hmm. that is the perception of the bond market with regard to inflation. That inflation seems to be under control, at least for the time. Mm-hmm. It means a little slower growth than we might really love to have, but at the same time, it provides stability and financing stability. And after all, this is the financing that is the engine of growth and opportunity in small and medium-sized businesses.
Sam, in so many other election cycles, the party in power with an economy like this would not only have maintained power, they might have swept even more control, and the voters would have said, we want more of that. We like what we got. We like what you guys have done. We want more of it. Why didn't, never mind the war, never mind the you know, some of the other issues, and even though those were factors, I think, in the election, why didn't the Republicans get more credit for the economy?
The way the war is going overshadowed everything. Here we are with unemployment less than 4.5% and unemployment among college graduates less than half of that. You just don't get much better than that in terms of the employment, and we should be ecstatic for that. But mm-hmm. the war is not going well, and even the Republicans, most Republicans would say, well, the war has not been in Iraq. The concept might have been right. They may concede that, but the execution has been poor. And so as a result, the Democrats called for change, and that appealed, that resonated with a lot of the voters and just overwhelmed everything else. And I think there was a message in the votes yesterday that said, we are really unhappy with the way the war is going, despite how well the economy seems to be going.
Yep. Well, I hope that that the things I'm worried about, and we have to wrap it up here. I'm worried about minimum wage. I shouldn't worry about it. It's going to happen. I'm also worried about the Patriot Act and what they're going to do with the Patriot Act. That's another thing I'm concerned about. But Sam, we'll have to talk about that another time. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Thanks for this great report.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim. I enjoyed being with you, and sorry we're out of time.
Yeah, I am too, but we'll do this again next month. Thanks a lot, Sam.
Thank you.
I'll see you next time.
Take good care.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.